Hi, my name's Simon Walden from FilmPhotoAcademy.com, and today I'm in ranting mode. Man, you know, some days you just wake up and there are things that really make you fed up. So, I started off on one thing and then just other things kind of built up, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get this stuff off my chest. I'm going to start off with a thing I see so often in family snaps, but also I see good photographers doing this too, is why are we so interested in photographing feet? You know, you get the group of people, Christmas time, you got the family together, and you're sitting there saying, no, back a bit, I can't fit you all in. And what they're saying is, I can't fit all your feet in. Why? Who cares about people's feet? What you're interested in is their faces. Get into those, get close up, get the faces in. Goodness sake. Rant number two. I was watching, it's been a while since I've been to a rock concert, I have to admit, but I was watching one on the telly the other day, and all these people with their flashes going off. I'm thinking, you dorks, what are you going to get? You're going to get home and you're going to see a brilliantly lit flash photograph of the back of the head of the person in front of you. You know, cameras these days, just about every camera you've got, you can turn the flash off. And you will get a great photo then. Oh, anyway. Rant number three. This is one that's right at the heart of a lot of photographers' ranting modes. That's the US dollar to UK sterling exchange rate. I really, really, really get fed up about this. The worst example we've had in the past few months has been Adobe. And their pricing on the Photoshop suite, that's just outrageous. They are running at £1 to the dollar conversion. So, I don't know, I can't remember what the price of the darn thing is. It's several hundred dollars. And we're supposed to pay several hundred pounds here in the UK? Why? That doesn't make any sense at all. Don't give me that rubbish about it's more expensive to market in the UK. That's just downright bull stuff. Particularly since it's all downloaded these days. People are buying over the net. Your marketing costs are one cost globally. Jesus Christ, a lot of these people don't even run a separate UK site. It's all driven off their US site. They don't have to translate it or anything. They don't bloody translate it. It's still got all those nasty American spellings in it. Just don't tell me that it costs you twice as much to sell in a package of Adobe in the UK than it does in the US, because I do not believe that for one moment. And that's one of the reasons why I won't use Photoshop now. It's just a rip-off. It's just a simple rip. And fundamentally, I know I'm being ripped off, and that's actually why I don't buy it. And it's true of other stuff too. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm picking on Adobe here because they are probably the worst example. But there are lots of other instances, particularly US software companies. They run all sorts of both exchange deals that are not a good deal, but also all sorts of restricting selling practices too. Their UK suppliers can only sell in the UK. They can't sell abroad. Their US suppliers often cannot sell to the UK. That's a restriction of trade as far as I'm concerned. And it's the same deal with cameras, not quite as extreme. And there's been another thing going on, particularly here in the UK. I'm aware of it, but I know it's happening in other countries around the world too, and that's the use of anti-terror legislation as a way of restricting what photographers can do. Here's the law in the UK. If you are in a public space, you can photograph anything that you can see. So if you are standing outside of the property of a building, you can photograph the building. If you see a celebrity in the street, you can photograph the celebrity. If you see a celebrity in their own garden or even in their own house, you can photograph them there as long as you are in a public space. I'm not saying I would necessarily condone that, but that's a whole other story. But what we're seeing is you can't photograph the Houses of Parliament. You can't take a tripod into Trafalgar Square to photograph. But you can hand hold a camera and photograph in Trafalgar Square. Why? What? What? You have to get permission from the Mayor of London to photograph in Trafalgar Square now. You can't go photographing around shopping malls or anything like that, arcades. That's just a real no-no. A couple of years back, I did a study at the Birmingham Bullring Centre. We had to get special permission from the owners of the place to go and photograph inside the building, and we were constantly queried by security guards as we moved around. It's a big shopping area. As we moved around, different security guards come out, have we got permission, what are we doing, blah blah blah. And this wasn't even shooting on tripods, this was still shooting handheld, but we had big cameras, so whoa. And a lot of the justification for this, anti-terror. How does that work? How does this work? Right, okay, I'm a terrorist, I'm going to turn up with a big camera to photograph potential targets or something? Whoa, come on, give me a break. If I'm a terrorist and I want to photograph some targets, I'll take my bloody mobile phone out of my pocket and do it. And there's a sort of an attitude that goes with this as well. It's not just about photography, it's the whole thing about ID cards and being monitored everywhere we go, you know. All of this stuff is an infringement on our personal freedoms. Blah. Anyway, and I'm just going to go back to that public spaces thing. You'd be amazed at how many public spaces are not actually public anymore. Nearly everywhere you go shopping now, if it's inside a building, big shopping arcades, they're not public spaces. You'd be amazed at how many parks don't even qualify as public spaces. Green areas between houses in housing estates are often not public spaces. It's incredible how much of our public life, actually, you know, our public freedoms are being taken away from us subtly and carefully. Do I feel better? I don't know. I'll probably still be complaining about them tomorrow. If you've got a rant, why not drop us a line? You can always email me. That's simon@filmphotoacademy.com. I'd be happy to let people know about some of the other rants going on these days. But if you've got comments about anything else as well, or about the podcast in general, we're always pleased to hear you. In the meantime, if you want to know more about what I'm doing or what's happening down at filmphotoacademy.com, just drop by the website. There's always new information going online there. And I look forward to talking to you about something maybe a bit more positive on the next podcast. Thank you very much.